In 1922, a man named Bernard Levy opened a nightclub in Harlem. He didn't know it at the time, but when he turned the key on the door on opening night, he was also opening one of the most exciting creative chapters in the history of American music. Listen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our famous Cotton Club. It's great to see so many friends here tonight enjoying themselves in spite of the cover charge. And if you can spare a minute from your merrymaking, I'd like to have the pleasure of introducing the greatest living master of jungle music, the rip-roaring harmony hound, none other than Duke Ellington. Take your bow, Dukie. First number tonight's going to play a brand new little tune entitled The Cotton Club Stomp. Let her go.
Jungle music, he said. I don't think they even had a word for jazz in 1923. New York's Cotton Club. Introduction was by Irving Mills. Duke Ellington's orchestra was widely known when he opened at the Cotton Club in 1923, but the Cotton Club nurtured him, gave him room to grow in, challenged him, opened up opportunities that a black band leader might not have had if it hadn't been for the Cotton Club. Hello, I'm Bill Chambliss. Tonight on Scratchy Grooves, a tribute of sorts to the Cotton Club and to some of the performers who got their start there or developed their talent there. For 18 years, from 1922 until it closed in June of 1940, the Cotton Club at 142nd Street and Lexington Avenue presented black entertainers to white audiences. Strictly segregated in the early years, no blacks were admitted as customers until 1927, the club deserves no praise in the area of race relations, but by bringing black musicians and performers to the attention of the wider public, it played an enormous part in the nurturing and development of American music. Duke Ellington, Ethel Waters, Bill Robinson, Chick Webb, Louis Armstrong, Cab Calloway, Jimmy Lunsford, Lena Horne, the list of Cotton Club stars is very long indeed. Many whites also were involved in the Cotton Club shows as songwriters, such as Harold Arlen, Dorothy Fields, Jimmy McHugh, his arrangers, set designers. The club tried to present entertainment equal to or better than the shows on Broadway, and succeeded much of the time. Now here's one of the brightest of the Cotton Club stars, Bill Bojangles Robinson.
Come on, you folks, fall in line. Listen to this little ditty of mine. It ain't no song, it has no words, so you know it has no rhyme. It'll make you happy as can be. You just try and follow me. You say hi, hi, hi.
Hi, hi, hi.
Heidi, heidi, ho.
Heidi, heidi, ho.
Oh, the heidi, he.
Oh, the heidi, he.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
Just a crazy song.
Just a crazy song.
Sing it all night long.
Sing it all night long.
You said hi, hi.
Said hi, hi.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
A woo-choo-choo-doo.
A woo-choo-choo-doo.
I know you couldn't get that one. But hi, hi.
But hi, hi.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Hey, he.
Hey, he.
Wada, wada, wow.
Wada,
Just a Crazy Song, Bill Robinson, recorded in 1931. Bill Robinson was a perennial favorite at the Cotton Club, and here's another one, Ethel Waters, 1929, Am I Blue?
Should be sorry for. Woke up this morning along about dawn. Without a warning, I found he was gone. How could he do it? Why should he do it? He never done it before. Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears telling you, am I blue? Why, you'd be too if each plan with your man done fell through. There was a time when I was his only one, but now I'm the sad. Was I gay until today? Now he's gone and withdrew. Am I blue? I know it. He's in Chicago and I'm down here in Birmingham, trying to get the money to go and find my honey. I am yes, indeed I am. I've got the blues in my heart, and my shoes want to start, yet I'm in a jam, a terrible jam. Oh, don't ask me, am I blue? Why do you ask me, am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Again you ask me, am I blue? Why would you be too? If each plan which a man had done fell through. Don't I remember the time when I was his only one? But look at me now, I'm the sad and lonely one. Oh, didn't I used to be gay?
Ethel Waters stopped the show regularly at the Cotton Club for a number of years. Chick Webb also was very popular there. Did a number of engagements during the years. Here from 1931, Chick Webb, Heebie-Jeebies. Whites from outside Harlem used to go to the Cotton Club. They called it slumming. You may remember the song, The Lady is a Tramp, Don't Go to Harlem in Ermine and Pearls. Well, a lot of them did that. Of course, that was the primary reason for the Cotton Club's success. Not the primary reason, I guess. Really, the primary reason was they gave darn good entertainment you couldn't find anywhere else. And some of the greatest performers, black performers in the country, appeared there regularly. They wrote special shows for them, and as I said, it rivaled Broadway and sometimes beat it. Adelaide Hall was very popular there. She sang with Duke Ellington's orchestra. Here's 1933 recording, I Must Have That Man.
Where I will end, oh, but I must have that man. I'm like an oven that's crying for heat. He treats me awful each time that we meet. It's just unlawful how that boy can cheat. Oh, but I must have that man. He's hot as Hades, a lady's not safe in his arms when she's kissed. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off. Maybe I'm rude off his list. Oh, I'll never be missed. I need that person much worse than just bad. I'm half alive and he's driving me mad. He's only human if he's to be had. I must have that man. I'm so unhappy, left all alone. Ain't got nobody to love now. The man I long for is not so strong for me. He's not an angel, but I don't care. Perhaps a change will come someday. Whatever he is, I want to be his wife. That's why I cry every day. Hades, a lady, not safe in his arms when she's kissed. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off. Maybe I'm rude off his list.
Adelaide Hall. Louis Armstrong was never a featured house band at the Cotton Club, but he did make many appearances there. Louis Armstrong, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea.
I should hate you, but mama, I guess instead I love you. You got me in between. No devil and no deep in me. Oh, you little devil.
That's Louie from the Cotton Club. Midge Williams was an international star, very popular in Japan, and she performed at the Cotton Club many times. Here's a tune that was recorded in Japan, and the first chorus is in Japanese. Midge Williams, 1933, Hoagy Carmichael's Lazy Bones.
Crab at your line. Oh, lazy bones.
That was Midge Williams from the Cotton Club. Cab Calloway, a great sensation at the Cotton Club. He really wasn't much of a musician, didn't play any instrument, hardly was able to lead a band. But as a personality, he wowed them. Here's Cab in a 1932 recording, Old Yazoo.
Everything up here is new.
Yeah.
I can't stand it, you just must land it to shoot you back to Old Yazoo.
Ah.
Almost everything you do,
ah.
People's got their eyes on you.
No.
It's compelling, you hear me yelling, I'm going back to Old Yazoo.
Yeah, man.
If you don't like beans and rice, get your rice and beans.
Ah.
If you don't like your greens and ham, get your ham and greens.
No.
How long will I have to wait, standing at that station gate? My mind's made up, things to jam up, going back to Old Yazoo.
Sixth annual Domino's Pizza Coca-Cola St. Patrick's 5K run and 2-mile fun walk with proceeds to benefit WXDR's Radiothon will be held on Saturday, March 11th at 11 a.m. at the University of Delaware Perkins Student Center. The first 500 entrants will receive a free race t-shirt. Post-race amenities include pizza, refreshments, giveaways, and music provided by WXDR. For more information, call the radio station at 451-2701. If you wish to participate as a volunteer to help on race day, you can also call the radio station at 451-2701. All volunteers will receive a free t-shirt. Hope to see you out that day.
And now, request time. Not tonight, Josephine. Tonight, for Carolyn Wall, from 2 weeks ago, Anything by Harry Reeser. Well, this is Anything by Harry Reeser. Harry Reeser, a premier banjo artist. Billy Jones and Ernest Hare to sing. And Phil Oman at the piano. If You Knew Susie.
Found a brand new girl named Susie.
Susie? Why, that's the name that doesn't interest me.
Maybe her name sounds mighty plain.
Well, what can her attraction be?
If you knew Susie like I know Susie. Oh, 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 what a girl.
Is this lassie neat and classy? Oh, oh.
Hold him, hold his body, chassis.
When you go riding, say, does she squawk? Back from riding, I'm the one that has to walk.
If you knew Susie like I know Susie, oh, oh, what a girl. Susie has a perfect reputation,
yes,
and no one ever saw her on a screen. Nobody knows where Susie goes.
No, only those who see.
If you knew Susie like I know Susie.
Well?
Oh, 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 what a girl.
She wears long tresses and nice tight dresses. Oh, oh.
What a future she possesses.
Out in public, how she can yawn.
And in a parlor, you would think the war was on. If you knew Susie like I know Susie. Oh, oh, what a girl.
Vintage, scratchy grooves music. Harry Reeser on the banjo. Billy Jones and Ernest Hare doing the vocals. If there's a song from the scratchy grooves era that you'd like to hear, I'd be very happy to play it for you. Next week. Give me a call here at 451-2701. Just tell me the name of the song, and I've probably got it, and I'll play it for you. Back to the Cotton Club. 1928, Duke Ellington, Jubilee Stomp. had a sort of a Dixieland beat to it. Duke Ellington, 1928. It's incredible it goes back that far. It sounds much more modern to me. Let's have another Louis Armstrong number, this time from 1929. When You're Smiling. Jimmy Lunsford was a very popular entertainer at the Cotton Club. Here's Jimmy Lunsford and, let me see if I can say this correctly, and his Chickasaw Syncopators. Wouldn't want to say that three times in a row. 1930, Sweet Rhythm. Thank you. Jimmy Lunsford. If you like this kind of music, there's probably a lot more of it coming up. I'm drifting into the big band era here, which is Neil Payne's territory. He'll be coming up at 8 o'clock. Jimmy Lunsford and his Chickasaw Syncopators, 1930 from the Cotton Club. Now let's hear from Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, singing by Billy Massey. The arrangement is by Mary Lou Williams, who played the piano and was an arranger for Andy Kirk for a time. 1930, Just for You. Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy. Andy Kirk was playing at the Cotton Club when it closed in 1940. He had the distinction of closing the club. Let's hear another song from Adelaide Hall. Here she is again with Duke Ellington's Orchestra, 1927. The Blues I Love to Sing.
Thank you.
Adelaide Hall again, 1927. Here's a song. The subject seems to be cocaine, a familiar subject of these days. 1931, Cab Calloway, Kicking the Going Around.
It was down in Chinatown, all the cokies laid around. Some were high and some were mighty low. There were millions on the floor when a knock came on the door, and there stood old Smokey Joe. He was wet and cold and pale. He was looking for his frail. He was broken, all his junk ran out. Nobody made a sound as he stood and looked around, and then you'd hear old Smokey shout, "Tell me, where is Minnie?
Tell me, where is Minnie?
My poor Minnie.
Your poor Minnie.
Has she been here kicking the gong around? If you don't he gets her pleasure kicking the gong around. Skitty wanna loo dee dee wanna loo dee dee lady.
Yeah!
Skitty wanna loo dee dee wanna loo dee lady.
No!
Skitty wanna doo da doo dee wanna doo dee lady.
No!
Just tell her Smokey Joe was here and had to go. And as he departed,
as he departed,
the curtains parted,
the curtains parted,
and there stood Minnie kicking the gong around.
WXDR, you know, Jeff, Radiothon is coming up soon.
Yeah, Greg, it's March 10th through the 19th.
And every year around this time, we turn to our listeners for donations.
This year, our goal is $25,000.
But it's not just the money. We need our listeners' time as well.
What do you mean?
Well, Radiothon means a lot of work for just a small amount of people. You know, answering phones and stuffing envelopes.
But if we got listeners involved with that part of Radiothon, then we'd really be listener-supported.
Oh, so if a listener wanted to donate, but he or she was a little short on cash, they could come down to the station during Radiothon and answer phones for an hour or two.
Yeah, that way they would be helping out, and they could also find out what goes on at a radio station. It's a great idea, but how can listeners get involved?
Well, if listeners want to donate some time during Radiothon, all they have to do is call us, 451-2701. It's Radiothon on 91.3 WXDR.
And that Radiothon is coming up. Also coming up is Neil Payne and In a Mist at 8 o'clock. Got time for at least one more number. Here's Reginald Forsyth and his orchestra from the Cotton Club. Serenade to a Wealthy Widow. That'll do it for Scratchy Grooves tonight. We'll be on again next Sunday at 7 o'clock. Radiothon special.